Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you again, Ian.
Mike, last week you left us with a filmic challenge.
Yes, I said start with the name of the director Sidney Lumet, change one letter to an N, then rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase that names something many unfortunate criminals come to in the movies. What is the phrase?
Well, luckily I was able to figure this one out before reaching my untimely end.
I see what you did there.
Which you can get by dropping the S in Sidney and replacing it with an N and rearranging.
That is all correct. All right, Ian, for our final Dog Days of Summer show, we turn to the music world for our inspiration. Released in 2008, the song Dog Days Are Over was the second single released from the debut album by Florence and the Machine. So this week, I've brought questions about other famous Florences.
Okay. I can think of a couple.
That's right.
I don't know about five.
Surprisingly enough, there are more than five. All right. First up, 1 year after she became the first woman to guest host The Tonight Show, Florence Henderson joined the staff of what long-running NBC morning show, where she did the weather and the occasional news story?
I will guess the Today Show.
That's right. They were called Today Girls, and another esteemed person in that group was Barbara Walters. Chef and Food Network star Tyler Florence is currently the host of a reality show featuring a cross-country competition between eight teams of vendors operating what type of vehicle?
A food truck.
A food truck is right. The Great Food Truck Race, I believe, is what it's called. And the first couple of seasons, if I remember correctly, the teams started with their own food trucks. But in a recent episode, they didn't have one to begin with. And so I think part of the reward was that they would win their own food truck or something like that. You know, it was like, how can you have a food truck business without a food truck? Dubbed the Lady with the Lamp and heralded as the founder of modern nursing, Florence Nightingale came to prominence tending to wounded soldiers during what 1850s war, named for a peninsula in the Black Sea?
That was the Crimean.
Yes, and that was considered one of the first modern wars because of its tactical use of railways and the telegraph. At the 1988 Summer Olympic Games, Florence Griffith Joyner set the world records for the 100-meter and the 200-meter dashes, records which have yet to be broken. In what city did she set these records?
Oh, 1988. Barcelona.
No.
Seoul?
Yes. Seoul, South Korea is right. As a bonus fact, her 100-meter time in that race was 10.54 seconds. And finally, Florence Jean Castleberry, better known as Flo, was a waitress played by Polly Holiday on the TV sitcom Alice. At what fictional diner was Alice set?
Mel's?
It's Mel's Diner. That's right. Yes, yes, yes. The sitcom was based on a 1974 movie called Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Diane Ladd played Flo in that, and she actually played a different role on Alice the TV show later on. Well, it looks like it's another hit for Ian and the Answer Machine. He went 4 for 5 this week. The dog days may be over on this show, but our desire to hear from you isn't. Write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can flow on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase Mel's Diner. Change one letter to an A, then rearrange the result to spell two words you might see on a door at a diner. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get rearranging, and we will reconvene the show the same time next week.
See you then.